本看到数字他就陶醉了，他就欢喜的不得了。
And when they look at the numbers, many people are happy.
弟兄姊妹，在你做这么多工里面
，When you do so much work,
你有几次是问主
？How many times did you ask the Lord?
你觉得这样做一定有这个结果
？You feel if I do this, there will be a result.
弟兄姊妹，一个无愧的工。
And a workman irreproachable.
他是不自己做主。
He never is his own Lord.
别人是主。
The others are not.
这就是我们何等的惭愧。
It is, we are so shameful.
我们做了许许多多的工。
We have done so much work.
很多的工连问都不问。
And we have never asked.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
所以在这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
彼得、马可怎样衬托出我们的主是这样的工人。
And
这样的无愧的工人。
How Mark describes an irreproachable workman of our Lord.
那不是这样。
Not only that.
他不光是做工。
Not only does he work,
他做工是蛮有果效。
But his work was very effective.
所以特别在马可福音里面。
So especially in Mark.
你注意几个记载，你就知道主耶稣的工作很有果效。
So if you look at certain passages, you'll see that his work was very effective.
如果是个无愧的工人
，if he's a workman or a pro,
他工作一定有果效。
Then his work has to bear fruit.
你千万不要安慰自己。
Don't comfort yourself.
你说现在我做了这么久，什么都没有。
That I've done so much work, there's no fruit.
很可能是因为我们懒惰。
Maybe it's because we're lazy.
很可能因为我们不跟随神的旨意。
Maybe it's not according to God's will.
我们做了那么久的工，结果还是没有结果。
We've done so much work and there's no result.
但是不是的。
But no.
一个无愧的工人
，a workman irreproachable.
他的工作是蛮有果效的。
His work is very effective.
所以圣经说，众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
And the Bible says, and they were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
那第一章二十七节说
，Verse 27.
众人都惊讶，以致彼此对我说：“这是什么事？是个新道理啊！”他用权柄吩咐乌鬼，连乌鬼也听从了他。
And they were all amazed, so that they debated among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him."
第二章十二节
，Verse 12 of chapter
那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子，当众人面前出去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀于神。我们从来没有见过这样。
And he rose and immediately took up the pallet and went out in the sight of all, that they were all amazed and were glorifying God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this."
这是大有果效的。
This is a very effective work.
有人说我们从来没有见过这样。
They said we have never seen anything like this.
然后我们如果读第四章第十一节
，Chapter 4, verse.
他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他呢？”
Verse 41, and they became very much afraid and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
第六章第二节
，Chapter 6, verse
2. 到了安息日，他在会堂里教训人，众人听见就甚稀奇，说：“这人从哪里有这些事呢？所赐给他的什么智慧？他手所做的是何等的异能？”
And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and the many listeners were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? And what is this wisdom given to him? And such miracles as these performed by his hands?"
第六章五十一节
，Chapter 6, verse 51.
于是到他们那里上了船，风就住了，他们心里十分惊奇。
And he got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped, and they were greatly astonished.
然后下面第十章二十四节到二十六节
，Chapter 10, verses 24 to 26.
这一段圣经里面，圣灵用了两次稀奇。
Here we see the word amazed.
你们看圣灵是怎么用的
？And let's see how the Holy Spirit uses it.
门徒稀奇他的话，耶稣又对他们说：“小子，依靠钱财的人进神的国是何等难呐！骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。”门徒就分外稀奇，对他说：“这样谁能够得救呢？”
And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God! It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And they were even more astonished and said to him, "Then who can be saved?"
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见说在这里很清楚的给我们看见。他工作是蛮有果效的。
Very clearly, we here see that his work was very effective.
但是我们的难处在这里。
But our difficulty is,
如果你给人看见你的工作
，if you show somebody your work,
我们这个人不能给人看。
We cannot allow the person to be seen.
一个工作能力强的人
a word that is very powerful. It is somebody who has character. He has a good attitude. He could get angry very easily. And when he says, when he gets angry, he says, I'm the CEO.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brother
and sister,
sometimes when you see somebody's work, you can only see his work, not the person.
但是你看见我们主工作的时候,
but when you see our Lord,
在马可福音里的工作,
especially in Mark,
弟兄姊妹,
you not only see the work in his hand,
你看见大马蜂的奇迹,
you see the leper was cleansed.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
这是大事。
That is a great thing.
从头顶到脚尖，你找不到一点这个大麻风。
From head to toe, there is not a single leper left.
这工作大有不效。
That work is greatly effective.
但是主耶稣医治大麻风的时候，
But when he healed the leper,
他伸出手来，
He extended his hand.
医治了大麻风。
He healed him.
弟兄姊妹， 他若不是医治大麻风，就和大麻风同得大麻。
If he did not heal him, he would have gained leper himself. The Lord could have healed that leprosy with just a word. When you see somebody who has a cold, you might shake the person's hand. Or you can also just nod your head. When you nod your head, you're not giving
the person a
hand. Because if you shake the person's hand, it might be contagious. But there is one thing that everybody
knows.
As long as you touch a leper, you are unclean.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, here Jesus made the leper clean. Not only do you see a great work, you see a great man.
所以弟兄姊妹，不止如此。
Not only that，
当你仔细去读圣经的时候，
if you read it carefully， the Bible
圣经曾经说，耶稣怒目周围看他。
The Lord looked around his surroundings，
忧愁他们心刚硬。
And he was grieved that their hearts were hardened，
就对那人说，伸出手来，他把手一伸就恢复。
And he said， extend your hand。 And it was restored. And you see the Pharisees, their hearts were hardened. So when it speaks of, the Bible speaks of the wrath of the Lamb, the Lamb he doesn't get angry often, but when there is wrath, it is wrath indeed. And when he looked around at them with anger,
我们的主是怒的，他是羔羊的怒气，
Our Lord was indeed angry.
但是下面圣经怎么说？
But what did the Bible say?
忧愁他们的心，breathe
at their hardness of heart.
怒气和忧愁能够放在一起。
Anger and grief can be put together.
如果你到我们家里去做调查的话，
If you were to go to our family,
我一共三个孩子。
If you go to our home, if you were to ask the three children that I have, are you afraid of your dad or your mom?
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
什么时候妈妈真生气了，他们会发抖。
When the mother is really angry, they will tremble.
为什么？
Why?
因为妈妈不止生气,
mom is not only angry,
妈妈也忧愁,
but she's also grieved.
也为他们祷告,
and she prays for them.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是我,
this is our Lord.
这就是无愧的,
this is a workman irreproachable. Brothers and sisters,
今天我们在世界上有一点成就,
today when we have some accomplishment in this world,
就养成了我们一种的性格,
and then we have a character in ourselves,
全世界都知道我们成功的人,
everybody knows we're successful.
但是弟兄姊妹, 如果你真的在属灵的工作上成功的话,
if you are indeed successful in the spiritual work,
人家几乎不知道你是工人,
nobody will even notice that you are a worker. Then you are a workman irreproachable.
所以当然,
may the Lord open our eyes.
而且有两次圣经讲到我们的叹息。
Twice the mark it shows that he sighs.
你看见连我们的叹息圣灵都记载。
And even the sighs the Holy Spirit has made an account of.
那不光这样,
not only that,
当我们的主医治病人的时候,
when he healed people,
很简单, 他只要一个 button, 一个, 你知道普通, 我们如果电脑最好, 一个 button 就解决所有的问题。
You know that on a computer, there's just one button that solves all issues.
但是我们的主医治的病人不是，他可以一个 button 就解决问题。
You know, our Lord doesn't just use one button to resolve any issue.
所以如果大家从第七章第三十三到三十四节那里
，If you are to read chapter 7, verse 33 and 34,
圣经说耶稣离开他，耶稣领他离开众人。
And he took them aside from the multitude by himself.
然后到一边去。
And went to a corner.
就用指头探他的耳朵。
Put his fingers into his ear.
吐唾沫抹他的舌头。
And after spitting, he touched his tongue.
往天看去。
And looking up to the heaven.
对他说。
He said to him.
以法他就说开了。
Ephatha, that is, he opened.
为着医治这个病。
To heal this one who was sick.
圣灵用了八个动词。
The Holy Spirit here mentions eight verbs.
代表我们的主有八个动作。
He used eight actions.
对我们主来讲，一个 button 就解决问题了。
For us, just one button resolved it.
他一点不怕麻烦。
But he didn't feel that it was too much.
他那么仔细的工作在我们的身上。
And in a very detailed way, he worked.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
很清楚。
It's very clear.
他是无愧的。
He is a workman irreproachable.
一个工人是不是有愧还是无愧？
If a workman is to be with reproach or without
reproach, 你要看他怎么用他的时间。
You have to see how he uses his time.
不是在讲台上怎么用时间。
Not how he uses his time on the pulpit.
在家里怎么用他的时间。
How does he use the time at home?
你知道我们主在地上工作三年来。
You know our Lord worked on earth for 3.5 years.
圣经说，如果你把他所有的工作记载下来，全世界都容不下了。
We know that if we were to keep an account of all the work that he has done, the world cannot contain it.
有那么多的工作，三年半就完成了。
There is so much work, and it was done in 3.5 years.
可见我们的主一分钟是浪费的。
That he did not waste a single second.
三十六字。
My brother,
我们不知道浪费了多少。
We have wasted so much time.
所以当你读到马可福音的时候，
so when you read Mark,
只有马可福音，
only Mark,
给你一个很清楚的感觉。
It gives you a very clear feeling.
马可常常记载一些时间。
Mark will actually take an account of time.
比方说天晚日落的时候。
For example, when it was the sun was coming down.
还有次日早晨天未亮的时候，耶稣就起来。
And before the sun came up, he woke up. He arose.
西门和同伴追了去，遇见他，就对他说：“众人都找你。”
And then he said, the multitude were looking for you.
所以还有第二章第一节说过了些日子。
And after several days.
还有当那天晚上
and in that evening,
到了安息日，他在会堂里教训。
And on the Sabbath, he taught.
第二天，他们从伯大尼出来。
On the second day, they came out of Bethany.
每天晚上，他们出城去。
Every evening, they went into the town.
钉他在十字架上是四周的时候。
When they were nailed him to the cross, it was.
四周的时候，15-20节
It was the third hour when they crucified him.
七日第一日清早是太阳的时候
and early on the first day of the week.
所以弟兄姊妹
brother and sister,
你看见马可是非常非常细。
You see, Mark is very, very detailed.
很清楚给我们看见。
Very clearly we see.
你知道一个无愧的工人是个怎样的。
How a workman irreproachable is.
那不仅这样。
Not only that.
你知道圣灵用很多的形容来给我们看见我们的主虽然伟大。
The Holy Spirit used many adjectives to show that his work is great.
但有一件事我们知道。
But there is one thing we know.
他很小的事情他都注意到。
He has a very attention to detail.
所以当你仔细读马可福音的时候。
So when you read Mark,
非常有意思的。
Very interesting.
比方说这个圣经告诉我们有一个妇人她的小女儿被巫鬼附着。
And we know that the Bible tells us that there was a young woman that was, a young girl that was demon possessed.
这个词原文是讲的小女儿。
It speaks of a little daughter.
那么耶稣对她说让儿女们先吃饱不好拿儿女的饼就给狗吃。
And the Bible also mentions that it is not good to give the crumbs to dogs.
那有的时候我们觉得我们主怎么称呼人是狗呢？
So sometimes we would say, how come he is calling people dogs?
那是因为你不懂得希腊原文。
And is that because you don't understand the Greek?
希腊原文不是狗，是小狗。
It's actually, the word is not dogs, but it's a toy dog.
那是小的玩具狗。
It's a small toy dog.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？主的话是很细腻的。
So his words are very detailed.
然后那个妇人就回答说，
So the woman responded,
主啊，不错，但是狗在桌子底下也吃孩子们的碎渣。
But even the dogs under the table feed on the children's crumbs.
那个碎渣的原文是小碎渣。
The word crumbs in the original is actually small crumbs.
我们的主称赞他的信心是大的。
And indeed, it just said that your faith is great.
为什么信心是大的？
How come your faith is great?
没有错，儿女的饼是给儿女吃的。
Yes, the bread is to give to the children, the sons and daughters.
儿女的饼是放在桌子上的。
It is on the table.
所以现在他怎么说呢？
And now how do you say?
我们不过小狗。
Says we are but small dogs.
我们桌子底下。
And we are under the table.
但是我们没有爬到桌子上去要那个饼。
But we did not go onto the table to ask for the bread.
我们在推罗西顿。
We are in Tyre Sidon.
你是从迦南地来的。
You come from the land of Canaan.
那个饼是放在桌子上的。
That bread is on the table.
我没有旅行到迦南地去吃那块饼，没有的。
I didn't travel to Canaan to take up that bread.
但是这块饼啊，不小心掉到。
But when you take that bread, crumbs will fall below the table.
所以这里不是碎渣，而是小碎渣。
It is not just crumbs, but they are small crumbs.
所以意思就是说，我不是到你那里去。
It is means I am not going to you.
是你送上门来到我这里。
It is you brought it to me.
所以如果你是儿女的饼的话
，If you have the children's bread,
你来到我这里不是桌子底下那个碎渣吗
？But when you come to me, is it not crumbs below the table?
那是很小很小的碎渣。
And a very tiny crumb.
但是我们就满足了。
And then we are satisfied.
我们要的不是大饼。
What we don't want the bread.
我们要的不是桌子上的饼。
We don't want the bread on the table.
我们承认我们在桌子底下。
We acknowledge we are below the table.
我们承认我们是小玩具狗。
We acknowledge we are a toy dog.
但是只要小碎渣我们就满足。
But we will be satisfied with crumbs, small crumbs.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
这个人的信心怎么不是大的？
How can this faith not be great?
这个信心当然是大的。
Of course this is great.
那么还有一次。
Also one time.
弟兄姊妹，你是记不记得彼得呢？就很。彼得那个时候，当你要捉拿主耶稣的时候
，When they were about to capture our Lord，
他就拔出刀来，就把大祭司的仆人就砍掉了。
And do you remember that he drew the sword and struck the slave, and that is Peter of the high priest?
我们常常觉得彼得的功夫不大。
We probably said his skill is not very good.
那彼得本来想砍他的头，结果没有想到就割了他的耳朵。
He was supposed to take off his head, but he only took off his ear.
但圣灵很有意思。
But the Holy Spirit very interesting.
告诉我们那个耳朵是小耳朵。
The Holy Spirit mentions that that ear is a small ear.
明白吗？不光是耳朵，还是小耳朵。
Not only was it an ear, it was a small ear.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这个很小很小的事情上。
So on a very very minute detail.
给我们看一个为主做工的。
It shows that one who works for God.
他不是粗枝大叶。
He is not one of with thoughts of grandeur.
你看见说他会顾得很细很细的。
He is always paying attention to detail.
今天许多年轻人。
Today, many young people.
一篇作文不知道有多少个寸。
In the, when they write a composition that's full of errors.
弟兄姊妹，如果一个细心的人
，If you are pay attention to
detail, 你看见说很容易就找出这个错、那个错、那个错。
You'll find all the different typos.
这是很好的性格的训练。
This is something very good. This is a good exercise.
一个人是不是无愧的工人
？If somebody is to be a workman or a pro,
你看见他不能容一点点的错。
He cannot stand a single mistake.
所以因为这个缘故
，For this reason，
当他读主话语的时候
，When he reads the word of God，
你看见他就因为主的话是一点一画都不能废去。
Because not a single point can be left out.
你不小心很多点很多话就丢掉了。
If you're not careful, you're going to miss a lot.
比方说，这个我介绍我的太太。
For example, if I were to introduce my wife，
我们这个太太这个太这个点是在中间的。
We know that in a Chinese character, there's a dot in the middle of the character.
你说我看不顺眼，我把它搬一个家。
And if we say I don't like the way it's placed, I'm going to move that dot.
我要把它从中间搬到右上方去。
I'm going to move the dot to the upper right-hand corner.
那就变成我的全产了。
And that becomes my dog's dog.
So, brothers and sisters,
you can't just move a point or punctuation. Many people read the Bible like that. There are several magi, but now it's three magi.